Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for March 17th, 2018. And today I'm doing a summary report on the big event I've been reporting on this week. So this is a summary of four blogs, the one that I've just done for today. The summary today is a synthesis of highlights from these other three blogs. And it'll be in the show notes, you know, where these three blogs are, or you can go, those who are listening live now can go to the HeartCom Network. And it's the last four articles that are archived there. So this is really huge, folks. I mean, there's a global transformation process that's going on right now. And this process is like a slimy butterfly that just emerged from the wormy blob of a cocoon. And that butterfly is not ready to fly yet, but when it does, what it lacks in aptitude can be made up with attitude that soars to great altitude on thermals of grace. Now, that's a powerful metaphor for what's going on now. And I really believe that some historians will marvel at the stupendous metamorphosis going on now in our social, political, and economic institutions worldwide. I mean, this is a phenomenon. So these three articles that led up to the one today, I'm going to give a real brief synopsis regarding these last three events. And the first one I wanted to reference was a reset event that went on back here first of the month, and I'm going to give just a really slight reference to it, other than just a compendium of different events that are going on regarding the accelerated rate of change, these energetic symptoms, the energetics in our solar system, and how they're being affected right now, the transformation. And specifically, there's different psychology, astrology, you might say, components to the energetic frame of reference, whereby our consciousness is taking different expressions of, you might say, effective sensory perception, a thinning of the veil. And I'm going to be going into that, different aspects, what I mean by that. So I'm actually going to go right into the highlights summary first. Rather than go back parts one, two, and three, I'll go back to those as I can. But I thought I'd hit the highlights first. Some of the major things that are going on this last week, and you know I've been doing compendiums week to week with my blogs and then doing summaries with the radio show. But the specifics of what's in the blogs is usually, you know, the narrative orientation I give on the radio shows. So I've had the intensity of this last week. There's just been a theme on the internet, a repeating pattern of a lot of different perspectives of this, so to speak, event, this big event that's happening now. And this is not being reported on, of course, the mainstream deep state media at all. You know, the boob tube or, you know, National Propaganda Radio, I mean NPR, they're not referencing what's going on with the shift in consciousness. They're pretty much into maintaining the status quo, you know, same old, nothing has changed, you know, but things are changing socially, politically, and economically very quickly. And what's behind it is being referred to, again, as an energetic shift. Some people will say, well, it's not the energetics of the field. It's not of the quantum field. It's not a function of universal energetic symbiosis or some kind of symbiotic relationship with humans and our energy fields and the energy fields of Gaia, the Earth. That some people say it's not connected. Well, at the highest quantum level, you know, we are in the universe and the universe is in us. I mean, we are, you know, connected energetically. We're energy beings. That's the whole thing about quantum reality. We realize that, you know, we're really energy. You know, we're a dense form of energy, and we've incarnated into these physical bodies, you know. And I think most people listening here are great spiritual beings having a physical, you know, experience, a human experience. And we forget that we're great spiritual beings. A lot of times we just think we're having this dense human experience and don't have perspective on it. Well, I'm telling you, there's a thinning of the veil going on with the surge in the field, the quantum field, as a function of the energetics of the Earth. This is what I go into in part one and also in part two and part three. I'm referencing this consistently up through part four, which is today, the summary event. And if you got the highlights from parts one, two, and three with what I call an attitude of gratitude, in other words, you appreciate, you know, that there's something there of real value, then you'll be anticipating how you'll be participating. You'll be anticipating how you'll be participating by way of enlightened self-interest. Now, enlightened self-interest, I'm not talking about selfish self-interest, I'm talking about enlightened self-interest for what's best for all, for global freedom, health, and systemic prosperity. Now, that's saying a lot, but that's the level that this event is bringing us. That's to this level. So I'm going to be going into that. I'm going to go into the highlights of this first, the summary, and reference back to parts to one, two, and three. But basically, I did a holistic, in-depth thing on these three parts before, leading up today, for my own enlightened self-interest. I wanted to know what was going on. So I, you know, this is what I do during the week. I do compendiums of breaking videos and articles regarding something really big that's going on. And this thing of the event, this cosmic event, the concept of an event that's huge and systemic and global, that's big news. And so I've been basically, you know, getting up on that surfboard, hanging 10 and trying to keep my balance, processing a lot of information, and it's been like a thrill ride this last week. I'm telling you, amazing stuff. So again, the summation of this is basically, you know, hold on to your hats, folks. A big cosmic event is occurring. And by assimilating this series, these four parts on the event, you will behold the family of mankind on the threshold of global initiation with a shift in consciousness and core social institutions for the purpose of upgrading global freedom, health, and prosperity. That's the level of potential for this event. And again, the higher the concept, the greater the results. You know, the higher the potential, the vision of value and virtue for the victory of potential good, the higher that vision of value and virtue for the victory, the greater the results. So I'm basically, you know, raising the flag. Videos that are out there right now of this last week, the last several weeks that have been coming out. And this is for people that really aren't glued to the boob tube or don't even have a TV. I mean, there's a lot of people that have unplugged the boob tube as a general rule. There's exceptions to that rule. But have been focusing on enlightened stuff on the internet with enlightened news groups that really, you know, speak to each individual, each to their own, you know, enlightenment process and enlightenment channels on the internet, websites on the internet, etc. So this is what I've been doing, and this is what I have found. You know, I've had a finger on the pulse of the collective consciousness with videos and articles coming out in the week with a lot of news feeds that give me insight into what's going on. And I'm looking for patterns of something that's really the most significant pattern that gets above the fray and deals with, you know, like causes behind the causes, you know, like the energy behind the physical, you know, the quantum reality behind the human reality, you know, what's really going on. So been this series this week of regarding this event, some this cosmic event. And I'll be going into this now in brief. In these are kind of the headlines of these five different sections I'll be going into today. The first part is regarding suppressed technology that will be released soon. Then I'll be going into global telecom and telecare prelude, you know, a transition prelude to what's coming. And the next header is last chance for free LoveBits currency. And I'll be going into cryptocurrency references to what LoveBits are, when it was initiated, and where we're at with that now, with this fourth section I'll be going into on the spring equinox launch of the community. There's a HeartCom community, a HeartCom network. The HeartCom community is a network that is launching. I'll be going into that. And the fifth section I'll be going into is health, wealth, profit sharing for members. Health is wealth. The health of wealth, these different aspects of health, wealth, and what the community will be doing with profit sharing in this regard, what that looks like, how that works, I'll be going into this. So first section, suppressed technology that's about to be released. Thanks to the internet, people worldwide know that clean, free energy technology and quantum healing technology, and part of the secret space program, has been suppressed for a long time, but not much longer. Those who have followed the 2018 upgrade series, that's, again, a link to a whole series of blogs I've done since the first of the year, are well aware that the internet has fully disclosed, you know, this once secret space program. It's not secret anymore. It's all over the internet. If anyone wants to know, and I'm going to be going into two videos here that reference that. This secret space program for decades has been utilizing extremely advanced alien technologies for stargates and spaceships, as well as replicators for food or anything, and also medical beds, med beds are called, that heal virtually all health conditions and can actually replicate your body 30 years younger. I mean, it's coming, folks. And the cover-up to all this is unraveling very fast. And there's two videos that I provide, you know, on the website, the blog, just for this fourth part today. And, you know, this section on disclosure that I've been referencing in the first three parts today, the blog goes into disclosure of the secret space program in a way that is brilliant. Short and sweet, there's a trailer to a new movie that's out called Unacknowledged, you know, by Stephen Greer, and he's been blacked out in the mainstream media like he doesn't exist. And this thing is huge. This is a huge story. And just the other day, I mean, it was 2 days ago, this courageous Dr. Stephen Greer, you know, the disclosure movement, gave a brilliant interview on the UFO cover-up, government disinformation, and fear tactics to control us. That video is provided and goes into depth. And if you want a multimedia show, you can pull up the links while you're listening. Some people can do that on their computers. Other people can't. This is live right now as I'm doing it. In a couple days, I'll have the podcast up to where people can go to this Cosmic Love homepage for this show and have a multimedia show by pulling up the podcast and being able to pause the podcast while you watch the videos. Again, these blogs, I've done these four blogs this last week, have embedded videos and articles that are an in-depth orientation to different dimensions of this huge event that was ordained for this time. I mean, when I say cosmically ordained, this is the cycle that happens once every 25,800 years, whatever the precession of the equinox, that some people say it's 25,590 or 690. Anyway, it's the precession of the equinox. This happens in this cycle, in that great cycle of the precession, as our solar system orbits up and across the galactic plane of our Milky Way galaxy. And this is, you know, the quantum physics, energetics of there's different energies in different parts of the field that our solar system orbits through. And these energies are peaking now in a way. The last time that this happened was the rise of Atlantis. So, the great crossing across the galactic plane. And that's, again, about 14,000 years ago, half of, you know, the precession. It crossed it. But it's this cycle right now, which was 28,000 cycles, you know, when it crosses it, because it crosses the galactic plane twice every 25,920 years, whatever. But the point being is that there's a unique energetics that's occurring now that is cosmically ordained, that happens in the cycles of the energetics of the Earth and consciousness of those on Earth. And it's very unique, you might say, frequency shift to what's called, some people call it fourth density, some people call it 5D, the fifth dimension. It's called different things. To each to their own, whatever they want to label it, the understanding of it and what's going on now and how you can make a difference, if not the difference, not just for yourself and the people around you, but, you know, for your community, whether it's your social network community, your local physical community, but your network, your community. So this is what the HeartCom network is about. This is what, you know, the HeartCom community is focusing on, qualifying, understanding, with the intent of general enlightenment in the community. So, as Dr. Greer says in this second video, which I've just provided today with the blog, and this is from this last week. Well, it's from 2 days ago, actually. This is new stuff, and it's really amazing. I mean, and he refers to, you know, what's going on with the politics, and he says, and this is 25 minutes, 32 seconds into the video, he says that, remember, demagogues always rule through fear, whether it be religious demagogues, political demagogues, you know, what have you. And what we're seeing in the media, if you watch the boob tube, there, you know, and I want to check in on it in National Propaganda Radio, I mean NPR every once in a while, but the politics are just atrocious. It's just like fear, 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 fear. World War III. Why do the demagogues do that? Because they want to demoralize the public. So the public just kind of gets depressed and gives up. Well, the point is, we need to do just the opposite. We need to be optimistic that this is the darkest before the dawn, and that we see it and see through, you know, the BS and who's doing it and who the demagogues are, why they're doing it. And basically, once you understand, you know, just forgive, you know, let it go. You know, understand and forgive. You know, they're going to have their just desserts soon enough. And it's going to be sooner than later, folks. I mean, things are changing fast. It's going to take, you know, it's going to take a while. It's going to take for things to shake out. But fearless faith in the whole truth is the worst enemy of faithless fear and the big lie. I mean, faithless fear is a bottomless pit that just breeds fear, uncertainty, and doubt, you know, FUD. And fear, uncertainty, and doubt, FUD, leads to duh, as in dense, unconscious, and heartless. So fearless faith, you know, it should be the intent for any individual who basically wants to raise the field up higher in oneself and one's field, in one's family, one's relationships. I'm not saying I'm a master at this by any means, but you don't have to be, perfectly enlightened to speak of, you know, the process of enlightenment in ways that can inspire, a higher understanding of the whole truth, for greater results that naturally neutralize the energy veil, the evil, which is what fear is. Fear is an energy veil. It veils us with a sense of separation from fearless faith. And it's almost like, anyway, I want, you know, understanding the energy veil is half of getting past it. You know, the idea that not having a sense of separation from the holistic, healthy, holy whole, you know, the unity consciousness, the conscientious common sense of 5D, you know, God love source nature. Anyway, we're in the midst of this global evolution, revolution, revelations process, you know, in higher consciousness. It's like a thinning of the veil that separates us from effective sensory perception, ESP. I didn't say extra sensory perception. I said effective sensory perception, which is there's nothing extra about it when you've got it. And it's happening to a lot of people who are waking up and realizing what the whole truth is and what the, so to speak, enemy is as far as the veiling of that truth. That's what this disclosure thing is all about. That which is what the event is all about. It's like there's this light, this conscious light that's exposing, you know, basically this dark side, deep state stuff. And it's like, you know, the rats are scurrying for fear of their life. And you're seeing all this crazy stuff in the mainstream media because the deep state that was really with hundreds of billions of dollars in the Clinton Foundation that they'd accrued, you know, basically with extortion of governments on, you know, all over the world for you know, behind Hillary Clinton and the deep state, and all that money is now being used to subvert the government of the United States with disinformation and misinformation, with the military-industrial complex, the medical-industrial complex. There is this complex deep state momentum, and it's like the power has been cut out behind them. They're not in power. They're not in the presidency. Hillary wasn't elected. But it's like the wheel is still turning, the flywheel is still turning, or you might say the hamster wheel is still turning, but the hamster is dead. I mean, that dead hamster's going around and around and around, and that wheel is getting slower and slower, and the deep state swamp is being drained more and more, and the rats are scurrying. Problem is that there's just so many rats in the deep state, big, you know, big government. So the solution is plenty of, you might say, rat traps that identify and isolate those dirty rats, you know, like sequester them from humanity. You know, if we could beam them off planet someplace, that'd be great. You know, give them a place where they could, you know, experience people like themselves and fight it out among them, you know, with their pecking order or whatever. But the point is that the family of mankind has had it with all the criminals, pedophiles, and psychopaths who have infiltrated the deep state and manipulated us with false flags, fake news, and terror for tyranny tactics. Anyway, global humanity, I really believe, has never been more ready for a very unique truth and reconciliation movement or vehicle that transcends our obsolescent, obsolete horse and buggy representation systems with instant responsibility and transparent accountability. You know, how the instant, everywhere, and interactive internet could be harnessed to represent people more directly, what that would look like, how that would work. And when I'm saying this solution, a truth and reconciliation vehicle, is current with technological capabilities for real intelligence. I mean, not artificial intelligence. And how that would work is with a universal hardware interface. And I provide a link of that in the blog on this concept of a universal hardware interface whereby you could use your smartphone or the digital alphanumeric keyboard on your computer keyboard and respond on a real-time basis in a way with this language of light of consciousness, light as consciousness, that with this interactive process and this universal interface will involve and evolve social conscience in our social networks. I'm talking about wisdom of the crowd. How you reference wisdom of the crowd with the language of consciousness that is the evaluation criteria function of the three numbers in sequence that you can hit. And of course, I have the website that explains this and how that works, what that looks like for involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience, our social conscience. Anyway, I've talked about this in shows previously. The concept is abstract. It's like talking about the internet before the internet. It just doesn't compute. Unless a person is conceptual orientated, they can visualize and they read the articles I provide, the links that go into the vision, the evaluation criteria, the light language that will involve and evolve the language of consciousness, how that works, the culture, social conscience. Some people are up to speed on this. You might say you're already at HeartCom 101 and college level, and some people that are new to this, again, it's like talking about the internet before the internet. It just doesn't compute. So each to their own level. I'd say people that know pretty much what I'm talking about at this point are the initiates. There's neophytes coming to the material for the first time, and to get up to speed, they need to study the links and understand the concepts holistically as far as how it's, you might say, hyperlinked together, that's all a function of the holographic blueprint, which is the love model. And when I say love model, I'm talking about geometric order, divinity, the circle, triangle, square, the law of the one, the circle, the two and one, the cross, the three and one, the trinity, or the throne, and the four and one, which is sometimes referenced as the plan looking down on the pyramid of self and civilization. And it's also referred to the white cube, the New Jerusalem, the city four square, and the most powerful thought form in the universe and key to the ascension of the planet. You know, what you see pyramids that are finding in planets throughout, you know, on Mars and the moon and throughout the solar system. And it's a geometric thought form that represents, you know, the archetypes of wholeness, of the holographic, holistic, holy whole, you might say. The most powerful thought form in the universe, the key to the ascension of the planet, this is according to the Elohim Cyclopedia, and that's a whole other story. But I haven't found a pure geometry law language frame of reference that better represents what that concept would be. So what I'm saying at this time, we're on the threshold of a lot of change, and, you know, claim the victory that as the veil thins, light wins, and living grace grins with the mitigation of sin. Stuck in negativity, S-I-N. Got to mitigate that sucker, you know. not an upward mobile path. We want the upward mobile path, not stuck in negativity. So in the meantime, there's a lot of chaos in the world that needs the type of internet infrastructure that organizes information in formation along more enlightened lines that frame conscious evolution revelations with God love vision, you know, the source holistic holographic source field vision, in order to check, balance, and otherwise harmonize the accelerated rate of global transformation. It's happening so fast. Without this global truth and love reconciliation process, there would be too much future shock, you know, paradigm paralysis that fears the end of the world as we've known it, you know, like Luddites on steroids. So what I'm saying is a harmonious, gradual matriculation of the matrix, you might say. For global holistic healing, it requires A TLC model for optimal upgrade. Now, when I say a TLC model for optimal upgrade, that brings me to the second section I was referring to above, the second header referring to global telecom and telecare prelude. A prelude to what's coming as a transition vehicle to harmonize, create homeostasis and harmonize. Now, the accelerated, check, balance, and harmonize the accelerated rate of global transformation. So, as I've explained in this last year in more than a dozen blogs, and this is that sequence, the 2018 global upgrade, as I've explained, there's a natural trajectory of the computer internet revolution, which is the alpha and omega of global net reality, global internet reality, the alpha and omega of that, with upgrade of five core internet freedoms. Now, this alpha and omega is like the alpha vision is global telecom, which is the next phase of computer internet platforms, referred to as Web 3.0. And this next phase of internet platforms will be encrypted with blockchains for secure mass-to-mass interaction, for culturing wisdom of the crowd as defines and refines TLC as a high standard of cosmic law, geometrically ordered divinity, the love model, love, in our ubiquitous social networks. Now, in the audio, when I'm referring to love in the visual, the narrative I'm reading from, regarding this fourth event, summary event, when I refer to a high standard of love, there's a graphic with the L, linear logical left brain L, with the nonlinear O and the V trinity triangle, and the E with the square with the cross and the circle at the very tip representing the capstone integration of the first three principles in all four quadrants of self and civilization. Now, in the audio, you can only visualize that as I go through the wording of it, but this is the model or standard from a left brain perspective of a frame of reference. The linear left brain letter of the law is a frame of reference. This is the alpha vision of, as a frame of reference, you might say the constitution of conscience with a capital C of the field, source, the source field. Or call it divine love or God conscience. This is, the way the alpha vision processes reality is more so from the left brain, although the L in that circle, triangle, square love model, there's a circle at the very center of the cross, and that circle references, at least in part, the spherical consciousness of the complete O, the L and the O, the circle, spherical consciousness. Again, these are archetypes of geometric thought forms as reference processes of consciousness, the learning process, the creative process. The processes of consciousness, basically at the very foundation of self-governance, you might say, of the holodeck between our ears. There are laws. I mean, God has rules, laws. The order of the universe, I mean, when I say God, I'm talking about geometrically ordered divinity. The fractal order of the holographic universe, I mean, there is a frame of reference with universal laws that basically frame the spirit of the law, which is, coherence. There's the law of the angles and the language of angels. The language of the angels is the language of the heart, the coherence factor, wherein the frequency of compassion, the holy compassion, love and action, kindness, joy, the pink, when you're thinking pink, that's the holy compassion. It's the omega virtue. So the global telecom is the alpha vision, from the understanding of the left brain frames of reference for qualifying the encrypted blockchains for secure mass-to-mass interaction. What that looks like, how that works, I provide a link on the alpha vision. You can go there. And global telecare, when I say is the omega virtue, it's also an internet platform for free access to holistic self-care, for the analysis, prevention, and management of disease. You know, for yourself, your children, your family, you can basically access a database, a massive database. This is again, current state-of-the-art technology capabilities. With that and that concept, it's called informatics. You'll be able to go through a portal, a gateway regarding your unique metabolic type, which is your blood type. And you go from that into a whole database of people that have, you know, similar symptom profiles like your own, whatever that might be, or, again, of your child or a loved one. You can, you know, put that information in there. And you'll be able to find what's most likely to work best, whether it be homeopathic, naturopathic, chiropractic, allopathic, or some eclectic combination of modalities for treatment of any specific health profile symptoms. So the idea being is that it's a community thing, and the wisdom of the crowd means that people can share their own experiences, you know, with reporting protocols for 3 days or a week or a month, and you know, what kind of results you get. So it's a results-based, an empirical-based database. Empirical database that what works best, you know, based on results and the wisdom of the crowd, of all people like yourself with the same health condition, you know, what kind of results they got, and then you can try whatever you want about all out of the options, which seem to indicate most likely to work best, and whatever, you know, results you get can go back into the database. So this whole new technology called informatics, you know, with relational databases, is a form of real intelligence that provides real crowd wisdom intelligence, that there's nothing artificial about it. You know, and the vision of it alone and how that works and how it refines TLC as far as telecare. I mean, real care with the coherence factor, you know, in a social network. Coherence as far as, again, you know, you might say there's the nurturing love of a system that is highly sensitive and receptive to your health interests and concerns and, you know, what's working best. It's like tender, loving care. What kind of tender, loving care can you give yourself that's most likely to get the best results for any health condition? So you might say this is a combination of alpha vision and omega virtue. And you might say the co-creation synergy is the best of both worlds. And I like to say that the key to integrity is integration of all the keys. And the vision of virtue with co-creation valor naturally leads to the victory for all of us as United Sovereigns of Earth. So you might say that the foundation for worldwide love is being established. Then you have a rare opportunity right now with this event for, you might say, a pre-launch ground floor founder's position, like a toll gate position for those who follow. And I'm referring to, again, this last chance for free Love Bits currency, which I hear about back at January 20th. I had a show on Love Bits, cryptocurrency, what cryptocurrencies are look like, how they work, multiple videos. And there's 3 days now until, was it 3 days or till Tuesday? Just a few days until this cycle is over with the free Love Bits cryptocurrency. And as I referenced in this January 20th article, the new currency for the next economy, which is changing, I mean, the dollar is going to be going through some stuff this next month, and you know, the dynamics of this have been going on the last several months, and specifically this last week, in parts 1, 2, and 3, you know, there's this whole shift in the economy. It's going on, and there's all these dynamics, you know, that are regurgitating, you know, on the mainstream media in the night. You know, each evening you can see on the boob tube, you know, there's all this regurgitating stuff. Or if you, you know, the newspapers, you know, it's like you're seeing, you know, symptoms of a system kind of going haywire right now. And there's the whole point of the evolution and the evolving of the blockchain technology and cryptocurrencies is for secure value transactions. And in the link I provided, there's three excellent videos. This is back to the January 20th blog on these cryptocurrencies. And the Lovebits cryptocurrency was introduced, as an extension of the HeartCom network for the Heartware project, you know, to develop global telecare and global telecom, the alpha and omega components I was just talking about. So this is like a pre-launch founders program through to spring equinox on Tuesday. And, you know, I wanted to put this out to the list, and that this is everyone's last chance to get their free Lovebits cryptocurrency with purchase of nature's richest source of RNA, DNA, genetic material for cellular rejuvenation. The Swedish pollen extract Nutrigold, which is the most advanced natural biologic supplement, bar none, for an optimal immune system and quality life extension. And again, I provide an article on the SVX. This is a new article that was just published in Natural Life News and Directory, and you can read that article as it was published. A screenshot of that and blow that up, and you can look at that in depth on what this ultra food Nutrigold, super food ultra food supplement, what that is, what that looks like, and what are the benefits as far as extending telomeres, life extension, the more energy, and basically just rocket fuel for your immune systems and the mitochondria of your cells. Anyway, you can read about that, but point is that there's no other cryptocurrency that has launched with such extraordinary health wealth potential in the short term, personally, with the Swedish pollen extract, and for the long term, publicly, by way of the global telecom telecare models that we'll be developing. So for a few days until Tuesday, you can receive real health value for your dollar, plus free love bits that will have your wealth health magnified this next quarter as our crowdfunding campaign gains traction in social media. Now, that's the timeline. I'm kind of giving you a summary, where we're going in through the year and the four quadrants of the year. And again, we're almost finishing up, the free love bits with the spring equinox launch of the community. And the theme of this will be bringing health to global disease. And this is the theme of the HeartCom community's formal launch with the crowdfunding campaign in the second quarter of 2018. So I'm kind of laying out the timeline where we're at now, the end of the free love bits on Tuesday. So the point of this crowdfunding campaign will underwrite development of the Heartware project. Global telecom and global telecare. The Heartware project is basically the programming team, that's going to be implementing that and how that works and what that looks like. And Lovebits will be awarded per level of contribution, but it'll be a financial contribution will be awarded with so many Lovebits. But that's tied directly to money. Right now, until Tuesday, it's not only tied directly to money, but specifically to the Swedish pollen extract, so there's no risk because you're getting, super value for your dollar that's also including the free love bits. So anyway, that's what I've been doing the first quarter. That's going to end here in a few days. I'll be going into another cycle. The second quarter with higher mental initiations. And provide a hot link on that so you can read about that. And the third quarter, the event with, the energy in motion, the emotional quadrant of the year, the sun with the energy of summer, energy in motion, the emotion. And then we got the fourth quarter into the end of the year, which is the integration of the love model and, of course, the love bits financially by way of secure blockchain with Lovebits, spiritually above all, we're talking about the spirit that matters, mentally as a rule, it's the golden rule law language, emotionally by way of coherence at the heart of it all, physically by way of the power of love and action. You might say the Holy Spirit of love and action and physically. And so the fourth quarter will be integration of all the first three quarters with a synergy and a whole that's greater than the sum of the parts. So I'm going through pretty much the highlights you might say the synergy or the integration of the first three blogs I've done on the event. I highly recommend that you scan them and go back and look at, the event two, event three. Event, of course, four is the one today will be, as you listen to the show. So I'm giving you, a lot of information. The urgency, you might say, at the present time. Well, let me put it this way. I'm talking about what's going to be happening over the next, year and the four quarters. How, again, we're turning the cycle, with spring equinox into the second quarter. We're going to end the free love bits, with the Swedish pollen extract, NutriGold. And we're going to begin, and I'm going to be giving more information on, and then this crowdfunding model, for the second phase of bringing, Love Bits currency online and global tele, for the funding of global telecare and global telecom. And a lot of these developments are in alchemy, as the organizational dynamics mature with different types of volunteerism and contribution of talents and resources for co-creating the really potentially unprecedented health wealth, this potential to initiate homeostasis and healing in our global social networks with global telecare and global telecom. I mean, the vision alone for some people can be the catalyst for a self-fulfilling prophecy. Some people can read the links on the global telecare and global telecom and get it. Some can't. Again, it's like talking about something on the scale of the internet before the internet happened, where it just sounds bizarre. Like, how could that happen? And as with prior megatrend shifts of the computer internet revolution, I mean, we're talking about this evolution, this computer internet evolution from hardware, IBM software, Microsoft, NetWare, which was Netscape, to hardware, HeartCom. I mean, this shift with hardware will promise extraordinary potential return on investment, ROI, for early adopters of the telecare vision of global holistic healing. I mean, once you understand global telecom and global telecare, you read the articles, understand it, the potential of that, the real value of that, the potential of that for global holistic healing, the vision alone held, holding that vision can be the catalyst, for a lot of people who aren't holding the vision. It's a type of vision that accrues to it virtue, the TLC component. A vision of virtue and valor for the victory. This vision of what global holistic healing will look like on this level of the alpha and the mega, the best of both worlds, being synergized for a vision of light, enlightenment, and love of an order that involves and evolves our individual and collective conscience with the capital C. So I've gone over this in previous shows and numerous blogs, about more than 100 of them, you might say online books with video and article archives over the last, year, 2 years, about a year and a half, about 100, you might say e-books. That I've gone into different aspects of this. And again, I'm kind of like a voice crying in the wilderness because I'm talking about something that hasn't happened yet. And it's hard to wrap our heads around what Web 3.0 will look like after Web 1.0, which was like just email, and Web 2.0, which was like social media platforms like Facebook and YouTube, and then Web 3.0, which is going to be like interactive mass-to-mass telecare, and what that will look like, whereby 100 or a million people can respond to the same program at the same time without creating noise because they have a universal interface, which is a function of the language of consciousness, the language of light itself. That concept is catalytic to, you might say, it becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy, because basically, as we become conscious of how we are conscious, the light of consciousness, and how we can externalize that process in an interactive process that's transparent and fully accountable, responsible to, you know, of, by, and for the public at large. You know, basically culturing conscience in our social networks, culturing social conscience in our social networks. So, time is of the essence. I mean, barbarians are virtually at the gate. This is one of the headers I've got, you know, in the blog for today. And what I'm saying is that the whole world is watching America as freedom of speech is being eviscerated in social media. I mean, Google and Facebook are utilizing thousands of moderators, quote, unquote, moderators, who censor dissent on the Internet. I mean, this is the Chinese Marxist model of population control. Population control, mind control, population control. This is what they're doing in China. Now, the opposite of that Orwellian tyranny model of totalitarian control through communications is upgrade of our five core constitutional freedoms with telecom. Now, there's a link I provide on this upgrade of core constitutional freedoms, because the upgrade of freedom of speech, assembly, to petition government, and religion as far as spirituality, you might say, as far as TLC, tender loving care, goes, is a component of it. And the freedom to petition government is the model of this global communications, and how that works and what that looks like, that's in there. So, again, anyone that wants to know what the future will look like in a, you might say, an exalted sense of the potential that's real, that could basically check, balance, and otherwise harmonize the chaos for global holistic healing, I mean, it becomes self-evident if you just connect the dots. Watch the videos, the articles. Instead of watching the boob tube for a week, you know, if someone would process these four videos and the articles and, you know, and really, you know, grok it, as far as, when I say grok it, you know, assimilate, you know, the highlights and the potential. I mean, we're talking about countering, you know, the inroads, the slouching towards the Gomorrah we're seeing with censorship, you know, in social media right now. So, I mean, the parallel to this is the healthcare system. I was talking about the communication system, you know, how we could upgrade, you know, our core constitutional freedoms, but in the same way that we've got moderators that, you know, with starting to censor social media, we've got Obamacare, you know, with, you know, we saw how they used navigators, they call them navigators, to steer the public into a self-serving medical industrial complex that demanded mandatory insurance and vaccines, making your body property of the state. I mean, the whole world has been watching America's health care system go down the tubes as the most expensive and one of the least effective public health systems in the world. I mean, ranked 37th in the world. Now, the opposite of all is health tyranny, just like the opposite of the Orwellian tyranny that you were seeing in the communications media. You know, the opposite of the health tyranny is global telecare, highly personalized health choices as championed by global telecare for all global medicines. I mean, it's not that difficult to create a website, you know, that the whole world can access. I mean, you look when they created the website for the insurance mandate, you know, for Obamacare. They said they were going to have it done in a few months, and it took them a whole year, I think, to get it up online. But, I mean, the technology now is such that a team of good people in a few months could get up a platform that the whole world could access. I mean, you know, with the global telecare model for highly individualized, personalized, customized, you know, health choices that with wisdom of the crowd, you know, what's working best, you know, for whatever health conditions that you have. It's not rocket science. I mean, the informatics, it's called informatics information technology, is here now. And the potential, and I'm going to wrap this up here, is basically for community members of our, you know, of our social network community, is basically, you know, more light, more awareness, more health, and as light frequencies increase with nonlinear intuitive experiences of effective sensory perception, which is happening, you know, unique to each individual with this event, it's going on for a lot of people, it's going to happen with more people. And as this happens, there's kind of a collateral damage to the dark side of the force with, a tremor in the force at all levels due to the purging of spiritual toxins, cognitive dissonance, negative emotions, and the divisive disease of the plutocrat, sociopath, demagogues who fear their demise and want everyone as miserable and as fearful as they are. That's what's purging. That's going. And I mean, the swamp's being drained. It's happening more and more, and they're not going to report it in the swamp media, you know, the deep state corporate media, because they want us in fear. They want us divided and conquered. They don't want us to have faith. You know, they don't want us to be inspired. They want us to be depressed, you know, because then we're not going to wise up and rise up. So heaven knows that a new order of the ages is on the way with more light and love. And the ability to hold more light in the body is critical at this time. So it's important to optimize your diet. You know, watch your diet. Supplement it with nature's premier superfood and do the emotional work necessary for fearless faith in the invisible hand guiding the event with TLC, a special love, into the physical, you know, in your world. Your world is the world. Your world, your network, your community, your family, your friends, your social network. This is an opportunity to invest in the health, wealth, future for yourself, for your network, family, community. You get free love bits, like I say, while you can't hear until them through Tuesday and until the spring equinox, and you can get, you know, the free love bits with the link that I provided. So basically, you know, keep the faith, hold the vision, virtue, valor for the, you know, victory, you know, make it so. Empower the vision of global health, freedom, and prosperity for all of us, the United Sovereigns. So, forward freely. I'll be back in a few. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening. The Cosmic Love.